Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
BJ and Jamie.
There was something that you and I were talking about off air yesterday, Jamie, and I watched the video this morning of that lady that got arrested for her kid walking.
Can you believe that?
Have you seen the video of her being arrested, the body cam?
I have.
They treated her like she had robbed 15 banks in town and shot somebody.
It was insane.
They went in there and they handcuffed her and they read her her rights and they arrested her. What exactly happened? Now, the kid was, 11 years old?
I feel like it was 10, but maybe 11.
Okay. Somewhere in that neighborhood, right?
And so she was somewhere. And then he was left alone.
Georgia.
No, but I meant she was out. An errand or something.
Yeah.
And then he decided to walk to a store. And they saw him walking to a store. And they thought it was unsafe. And so they called her and said, "You need to get home. He's walking to a store." And she's like, "Yeah, so." And then they arrested her.
They arrested her for child endangerment.
Yes.
Because her 11-year-old kid walked from the house less than a mile, to a store, and some woman confronted the kid and said, "Hey, what are you doing out here alone," or whatever, and reported it, and that's how the lady gets arrested. Your kid can't walk?
I've never heard of anything like this in my life. But then, so they offered her kind of like a plea deal. And they said, if you agree to put a monitoring device on him, and take like parental classes or something crazy like that, we'll let this all go. And she said, absolutely not. That's agreeing that I did something wrong.
No kidding.
Right. So she has to go to actual trial.
Wow.
Our kids, they walk to school and back at Chatfield. From the neighborhood, and it was about a mile.
That's essentially the same thing.
It's the same thing. Kids walk all the time.
I hate to say this because my parents were pretty great parents, but even at like 6 years old, we walked up to the little gas station to get a candy bar.
I did that all the time. I'd walk up to King Subers. My dad would be like, "Here's $5. Yeah. Go, like, leave me alone for 10 minutes.
I walked up. I'm so old. Here I go. I'm so old that I walked up to the little store and put money, 65 cents, in a vending machine, pulled it, and got my mom cigarettes.
Can you imagine trying to go buy cigarettes for your parents today?
Okay. Oh my God. You should have been arrested.
I know, right?
They should have handcuffed you.
My mom would
you.
Just dig for change, and she'd find 65 cents, and she'd be so happy. And she's like, "Would you go up there and get me some Winston Longs?"
Smokes. Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to say Pall Mall.
It sure has changed. Yeah. Yes. Look, I know things are a little different today, and I know that it's a little bit more dangerous, but a kid can't walk on the sidewalk away from the house. That makes no sense. I understand if the kid was 3.
Right. All right.
Yeah. We get it.
But I was 6.
Yeah. Well, 6 is a little...
It's a little young. But everything... We never locked our doors. People would just walk into our house and say...
It was just a different time.
Yeah, Bob, Nance, are you guys home? And they'd open our front door and just come in, you know? You guys home?
You see a picture of this mom and the kid looks... easily old enough to walk.
He looks older than 10 to me.
He does. He's 10 or 11. But yeah, he looks older than that. But he could easily walk to a store or something. And this is in Georgia. Okay. If it were in, like, you know, Massachusetts or somewhere else, I could see where they could probably have a little bit of an argument.
Why Massachusetts?
I'm just saying.
Like, LA, a lot of the southern states. Being a problem.
Yeah, a lot of the southern states, you could get away with anything.
LA is not southern.
Yeah. But just a massive metropolitan area, I could see it being more of a problem.
See, I don't.
I see
even downtown, I mean, before Denver became what it is now, but, you know, totally pop it outside before, you know, when 16th Street Mall was, like, cool.
I guess to me, the more rural areas are just going to be safer because that's just... Those people are just kind of like more community focused.
Everyone knows each other.
And then there's just more dangerous people just out on the street in the metropolitan
Although
area.
I will tell you, is growing up rural, some of those people without teeth are really whacking up. You're like, that is some weird uncle, okay?
Also, you could get snatched and no one would see it.
Exactly, or no, or anything.
Now,
yeah.
From what I understand, they haven't dropped charges on this lady.
I have no idea.
They're still prosecuting her.
It's so ridiculous.
Well, they released the body cam, I guess, last night or this morning. I'm not sure. I just saw it. But I don't think they've stopped prosecuting
her. I mean, listen, I will admit, my kid on a skateboard, he skateboarded down to the 7-Eleven. And he was, you know, 8.
Jamie, I go down to the park with Frog, and there are kids down there all the time without supervision.
Yeah.
And they're anywhere from 10 to 11 years old, all these kids, and there'll be 10 or 15 of them down there.
So this is funny. So my neighbor, they moved away, but I had the best neighbors on the planet. And so my kid would play outside with her kids, right? And then one of the little girls had another friend over. So they all played in the cul-de-sac, right? All of them. And we didn't sit outside with them. They're 7 years old. It's a cul-de-sac. Nobody comes through there except for if you live there, right?
Yep.
And they all play together out there. And one of the moms came to pick up her kid and said she's never allowed there over there again because my friend wasn't sitting outside in a lawn chair watching them.
Really?
Yeah, because her garage door was closed. And her garage door is closed and her front door was closed. And how could you leave those kids out there?
I grew up in a cul-de-sac like my entire life, and we would literally not see our parents from Friday night into Sunday because we were outside playing street hockey in the cul-de-sac the entire
time. Yeah.
And they didn't come check us. No one was watching us.
I mean, you had your windows open usually, and like if you heard a scream, you knew somebody fell off
their
bike.
You know,
and then you would run
someone
out.
Someone crying,
I mean, you didn't have like TV and radio going full blast. You could always hear like if somebody, you know, took a catastrophic fall.
Yeah, I kind of get that mom though.
I don't.
With a 7-year old.
Nope.
I do. Because
there's so many of them out there.
Frog's about to turn 7.
But you don't live in a cul-de-sac.
No, I would never let him play in the front yard by himself.
Yeah, but that you
not
live in
being
a
supervised.
Different
cul-de-sac's
no
a different mentality.
Yeah, yeah,
maybe, but
it
I don't
is.
Live
it
in
really
a cul-de-sac.
Is. Uh-huh. Cul-de-sac is a different lifestyle.
Yeah, okay.
Like, we own that street.
Yeah,
okay?
I mean, I'm not familiar with it, but as far as my street goes, I'd never allow him outside by himself.
Like people came to play in our neighborhood because we had the cul-de-sac.
Yeah. And if we didn't know you, get out of our house. Get out!
Yeah. In our neighborhood, they come to kidnap.
Oh, God.
It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, obviously.
Right? You got to be on your toes.
Oh, God.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.